Hello, fellow Earthlings. It's me, Bailey. Welcome to my podcast, The Conscious Buzz, where we chat about all things conscious living, holistic self-care, and the ways in which you can step into your highest evolvement in order to show up fully for yourself, other beings, and the Earth. Our planet is in an all-hands-on-deck kind of situation right now, and the world needs each and every one of us to own our truth, step into our power, and take action on behalf of our and the planet's highest good. I am here to remind you that collective healing happens on an individual level. Without further ado, let's dive in. Hello. Before we begin today's episode, I wanted to pop in with something that I'm offering right now, which is really exciting, kind of unusual. I am currently developing an 8-week course for the holistic management and understanding of anxiety. This program is the first round. Well, it's kind of the first round. I did a super beta round like a year and a half ago, and I've spruced it up since then. So this is a new beta round. And because it's a beta round, it means it's a tester. So I need 10 people to test it out so that I can get feedback, develop the program, improve the program, etc. Because of that, it's going to be offered at a highly discounted price, and you're going to have the opportunity to work with me as a coach in a group and one-on-one setting for such an amazing price. I will literally never be offering anything like this ever again. So I highly recommend, if you struggle with anxiety and are interested in holistic and alternative ways to work with that, because maybe you've been dealing with it for so long and you've tried so many different things, but nothing is quite clicking. I have some really magical insights, some really amazing tools, and hopefully some perspective shifts that will help you to completely and totally transform not only the way that you deal with your anxiety, but the way that you understand it and approach it. So if this sounds like something that you might be interested in, please reach out. My Instagram handle is Bail at Bails the Life Coach, and my email is bailey@baileybenton.com. I'll have all of that linked in the show notes below. Just to give you kind of a quick overview, it's going to be 8 weeks long. We'll have a group call every single Sunday. 6 video modules will be released with the course content, and I will also be offering 3 one-on-ones throughout the duration of the program. That is such good value. And you'll also be in a group message with everyone else in the program so that you guys can support each other, hold each other accountable, and continue to do so even after the program ends. Like I said, the value is really, really stacked here, and the price that I'm offering at is honestly kind of insane. So if you are ready to live with more ease, peace, fulfillment, and just bliss in your life, this might be the next best step for you. If you have any questions or want to learn about it, I'd love to talk to you. I want to, you know, have a conversation with you to figure out if it is going to be a good step for you, because obviously I want you to have the best experience possible. And so if I don't think that that's going to happen in this program, then we won't go through with it. So if you want to talk, like I said, reach out either on Instagram or through email, and we'll have a little conversation. Thank you so much, and back to the episode. What's up, you guys? It has been literally 8 months since I have recorded and posted a podcast, but I just felt called to it to come back, and so I'm here. And over the past few months, so much has been happening in the world. So much has been happening, I know, in your personal life and in my personal life, and I'm pretty certain, pretty confident in saying that you're probably not the same person that you were 8 months ago, just as I know that I'm not. And there's definitely part of me that wants to go back and delete every single podcast episode that I've recorded up until this time. But I'm holding a lot of space and a lot of grace for my growth and development as a human. And I'm sure that if I listen back to some of my previous episodes, I would honestly probably maybe not disagree with, but not feel like 100% aligned with what I'm saying. And I'm sharing that because I want to remind you that, you know, it's okay to change. It's okay for your beliefs to change. It's okay for your understanding of the world to change. It's okay for your perspective on the world to change. Like, you're allowed to evolve, change, grow, shift, transform, all of the things. We're told so often in our life that if we change our beliefs, or if we change our mind, or if we one day feel this way and one day feel this way, then that makes us like wishy-washy or not dependable or not steady or whatever word we want to throw at it. But the truth is, what it really makes us is just in touch with ourselves, because it means that we're really in a place of understanding that we're fluid, dynamic beings, and we're totally allowed to change how we see the world in any given moment. So today I am wanting to talk to you about a concept that is, you know, a really popular buzzword. Everybody has some understanding of it, whether or not they have a lot of it in their life, I don't know. But I'm hoping that this podcast will help to shine some light on how to cultivate a little bit more of it. And if nothing else, just give you a deeper understanding of what it is so that you can start to look for ways to cultivate a little bit more of it in your life. The subject is self-love. So just take a second. Actually, I'm not going to say anything. And I want you to notice what comes up in your body, what comes up in your mind when I say that word. What does that mean to you? What do you associate self-love with? Okay. Well, now that you have a pretty clear understanding of your own, of what self-love is, I want to kind of dive into what my understanding of it is and how I've come to develop that over the years, the way that it shows up in my coaching, the way that I see it in my clients, and what I believe we need to do, quote unquote, in order to feel more of it. And, you know, obviously, that's an area of our lives that no matter who we are, where we are, what we're doing, what we believe, that is something that everybody could do with a little bit more of, like a little bit more of true unconditional self-love will take us so, so, so far in this lifetime. And I want to preface this with the reminder that self-love is not by any means cockiness, narcissism, vanity, conceitedness, if that's a word. Nothing like that. And in fact, actually, all of those things are usually a mask for deep, deep, deep insecurity and wounding. Whereas self-love is sort of this abundant well of like joy, gratitude, deep connection, and appreciation for your innate worthiness and your innate lovability as a living, breathing being. And it's also coupled with the understanding that you're not better or worse than any other living being here on this planet, but that in fact we are all connected, we're all one, we're all woven together by a common and beautiful and loving life force energy that some may refer to as God. I do. I'm one of those people. So this podcast episode is probably going to be really short. I don't want to overwhelm you or like overload you with anything, especially since I haven't been recording for so long. I also don't want to overwhelm myself and try to commit myself. Ooh, sorry, just smacked my microphone. Don't want to try to commit myself to speaking for like 45 minutes on anything. I'm just here to offer a few nuggets of wisdom and a few little tidbits of implementation that you can take forward from this. So yeah. That's the tea. All right. So self-love, I have this little formula for it, we can call it, even though it's, of course, a little bit more nuanced than this and it's a fluid concept. But to me, the best way to describe what I experientially understand self-love to be is this beautiful coming together of radical presence coupled with self-acceptance. So it's this act of meeting yourself truly exactly where you are and then accepting that. Dropping any shoulds, any expectation or any pressure as to where we think we should be in our lives, who we think we should be, how we think we should be behaving, how we think we should be feeling. Letting go of all of that shit. And so by dropping the shoulds of like, I should feel better, I should love myself more, or I should like my body, or I should look better, or I should be here doing this, I should be making this much money, I should be in this kind of relationship. If we just take a deep breath, and just meet ourselves where we are and say, here I am, and this is okay, then we're holding this beautiful amount of just loving and abundant space for us to be exactly as we are, welcoming all parts of ourselves, welcoming every little quirky detail about who we are as a living, breathing being. And then from that place, we can take aligned action and inspired action towards a vision for our life that compels us. But this hyperactive, forceful notion of like changing, shifting, and shoulding ourselves into this version that we think that we need to be is coming from a hateful, empty place. And when our actions are motivated from that place, any destination that we get to is never going to actually feel good. Like a great example of this is weight. You know, if we're pushing ourselves and forcing ourselves to try to eat a certain way and work out a certain amount of time simply because we hate our body and think that in order for us to love ourselves and feel confident and feel good as who we are and in the bodies that we have, that we have to look a certain way or weigh a certain number or our waist needs to be a certain number of inches, we're going to arrive there and it's going to feel so empty and it's going to feel so treacherous. And it's going to be frustrating because we just spent so much time and energy working at something that we thought was going to fix it, that we thought was going to fix the problem and make us feel the way that we wanted to feel, when in actuality, we feel just as empty, if not emptier, than we did before. And so we can't hate ourselves into loving ourselves. Like we can't hate our way to self-love. And so I think a lot of times, though, people fear that if they get really present and if they get really accepting, then they're going to get complacent and comfortable and they're just going to get stuck and stay where they are. But it's actually this resistance to the present moment that keeps us stuck. So whatever we resist persists. That's one of my favorite little quips. And so if we're fighting up against where we are and like really pushing into the current situation in our life or the current circumstance, it's going to feel so much heavier and it's going to feel so much harder and more treacherous to leave that place and to move to a plane of existence that feels a little bit juicier, a little bit yummier. So if we can do what may at first feel counterintuitive, which is to look at ourselves, look at our lives, look at our current circumstance and just take that deep breath and say, you know what, I'm here right now and I'm going to just allow myself to be here. And I'm going to, for just a moment, let go of all the stories that I'm telling myself about where I should be. I'm going to let go of the stories that I'm telling myself about who I should be or how my life should look or how I should look or what I should be doing. And I'm just going to accept myself and this situation as it is. I'm going to sit here with it in the stillness. And at first, it's going to feel really uncomfortable and it's going to feel weird because it's the complete opposite of everything that we've been taught to do throughout our lives. But in that stillness, in that moment of just space and allowance and acceptance and presence, that is when we're able to receive guidance and wisdom from this deep, infinitely wise and powerful part of ourselves that will lead us in the direction that we need to go, that's in alignment with who we truly are, that's in alignment with our soul, which means that it's going to be something that's actually fulfilling and satisfying to us. So for example, instead of forcefully making yourself eat salads every day when really you hate salads and you hate your body and you think that the salad is going to make you love your body one day, you might actually realize, you know what, I hate salad and I don't have to eat salad to be a lovable, worthy human. there's so many other ways for me to create nourishment through my food and for me to give my body energy and nutrients. I can make delicious food and I can move my body however it wants to, whenever it wants to, and define what health means for me. And I get to feel good now. I get to feel confident now. I get to learn how to love myself right now instead of pushing myself into a version that I'm hoping might be lovable to me. Like all of that wonderful feeling that you crave so deeply, the feeling of accepting yourself, the feeling of loving yourself, of being confident and being comfortable in your own skin, it's here. Like it's right here with you. And there's actually this, I think it's a Chinese proverb that I'm probably going to mess up. I don't know what it is verbatim, but essentially it's saying this thing, the thing that we all want, is right in front of our eyes and as far away as the horizon. And so it's this thing that we chase and chase and chase and literally will never be able to catch it. Like you can, you know, sail towards the horizon for eternity, but you're never going to be able to actually touch the horizon. But then it's also this thing that if we just stop for a second, we'll realize it's already here. It's already right here with us, just waiting for us to tap into it. This well of love within us that we get to give ourselves. Okay, that's it. Sometimes when I talk, it just comes to an abrupt end and I know, okay, I've delivered the message that I need to deliver. So I hope that this touched your soul in a way that it needed to. And I trust 100% that those of you who need to hear this message will, and that you'll receive it in the exact way that you need to. So what I invite you to do after you finish listening to this episode is do exactly what I was talking about. So take that deep, juicy breath. And even just saying out loud, I'm here and I'm okay with that. And see if you can find some of that resistance in your body and soften it just a little bit. Just move it a tiny, tiny, tiny bit closer to acceptance and see what that feels like. If you have any questions or you need any further support, you can find me on Instagram at @BalesTheLifeCoach. And if you have any big questions or if you're interested in working together in a one-on-one container or in my group program that's opening up in October, you can DM me. You can DM me on Instagram or you can send me an email, which is bailey@baileybenton.com. I'm so excited to be back and I've got some really exciting things coming. So be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, I would really, really appreciate it if you'd leave me a review. It helps to get more people get the podcast to more people. I've got some good little nuggets that I want to share with the world. So it would be awesome if you'd leave a review. And if you really loved this podcast, like if it was just exactly what you needed, I would extra super duper appreciate it if you'd screenshot, share it on your story, tag me, and write what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. I love you so much. I want to remind you that you're exactly where you need to be. You always are. You're always having the experience that you need to have for the evolution of your consciousness. And everything's going to be okay. Take a nice deep breath. And go forth, my love.